sea is boiling, Corella. I've lost another monitor.
Soon I shall no longer be able to speak with you. The destruction of your planet is already beginning to affect our communication. We shall still receive you. Please continue to tell us what you see.
Stormgren was your friend, wasn't he?
Yes, he was my friend.
We touched you, didn't we?
We did what we had to do.
Katerina and Stormgren. Yes, they are the story. And their child, Katia. Did she have something of her mother's gift? Katie used to tell me that her mother had second sight.
The daughter of Katerina had no gift as far as we were aware.
It's everyone's story. Katerina's and her daughter Katia. And Katia was the mother of Katie, my Katie. And Katie was the mother of Jeffrey, too. Sounding like an Old Testament prophet. Brennan. Brennan, you still there? Can you hear me? I was 12. Sitting in our home in Edinburgh, watching events on TV. The day that you revealed yourselves. The day that humanity first saw an alien race.
Supervisor Karelin has confirmed that his ship will make its way to the central Australian desert within the next few days. Luther?
Television coverage will be shared between the BBC, the Asian TV network, and CBS. The coverage will, of course, be pooled with the other broadcasters.
Mark?
Well, despite our best efforts to control the crowds who are descending on Australia, we estimate that 10 million people will be present. The urge to actually be there is too strong. Kind of makes you proud to be an Australian.
First sight of an alien race. Who can blame them?
What kind of sight can those at the back of the crowd expect?
Oh, well, 157 large screens are planned within the surrounding area.
And the children?
Oh, they'll just have to sit on their parents' shoulders.
I mean the children who will take part in the welcoming ceremony.
Yes, I know. I was just kidding. Sorry, Sir Kenneth.
100 children have been chosen, and they've undergone a whole battery of psychological testing to prepare them for the event.
Can anyone be prepared for such an event?
Well, they've been exposed to the weirdest images the psychologist could come up with. Not having any idea what overlords actually look like, the psychologists have been working hard to make sure the kids won't be thrown when Corellan and his colleagues actually appear. Mm. Those kids they suspect couldn't cope have been weeded out.
I haven't seen my own daughter since she started the tests. Nothing ever seems to faze Katie.
I understand Corellan asked for her, personally, to be present.
As the granddaughter of Secretary General Stormgren, Corellan seemed particularly interested in her being there.
Very fitting, I think.
Are we done here today?
I think so, yes.
Then I shall take my leave. Shall we reconvene in 2 days' time?
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
Good night, Sir Kenneth.
Good night, Sir Kenneth.
Good night.
We also have this strange tale of a Greek woman stalked by her former husband and, from Japan, the samurai revivalist who killed himself and 14 members of the family of the woman who refused his advances. The human heart laid bare. This week to Verona for the story of a real life Romeo and
Off! Oh, why do you watch that rubbish?
It is a popular program.
It's rubbish! To think that in the modern world people are so interested in petty little domestic disputes. It's pathetic.
Some people still take an interest in each other.
When you think of how life has changed since the overlords came, and we still make TV trash like that.
It's because of those things that people need TV programs like that.
Don't be stupid, Katya.
Passion reminds us we are human.
That's not passion, that's degrading. It's out of the gutter. Do you have to drink quite so much?
You drink?
Not to excess.
I had that dream
again. Put it out of your mind.
I try to.
You have that Russian trait of your mother's, a tendency to wallow in melancholy.
It frightens me.
It's a dream. It's nothing.
It was different this time.
Well, it's not the same dream then, is it?
I mean, there was more of it. I see our Katie walking towards a wall. Then the wall opens and she is swallowed up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, please let me talk about it. It's so frightening. She is with other children and they all walk into this opening in the wall. And then this opening begins to close, and I can't reach her. And there are other people trying to reach their children, and they can't. The dream usually ends there, and that's bad enough. But this time the dream went on. All the adults waited for a long time, but we knew the children were not coming back. And then there are screams, and people turn on each other, and someone attacks me. This ceremony tomorrow.
What about it?
I don't want Katie to do it.
Supervisor Karelin has asked that Katie be present. I have no intention of snubbing the Overlord Commander by refusing.
My mother had powers.
Oh, not that old story.
As a child, she was tested. She could read minds.
Your mother never claimed any special powers.
She lost them as she grew older. My dreams are so real.
Oh, so now you're a visionary.
I'm frightened.
Everything frightens you, Katya.